Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, March 24th. The slide in corn and soybeans continues overnight, but wheat did find some support and managed to turn positive in the overnight session. So let's first take a look at wheat. We've got May up 2¾ cents at 4.23¾. Kansas City, May up 2¼ cents at 4.30¼. Yesterday, open interest was up another 11,000 contracts. We may have that short position in wheat over 130,000 now. That, in combination with a little bit of maybe sell the rumor and buy the fact on those rains forecasts for the Western Plains, may have a little bit to do with today's rally as we take a pause and see if the forecasts pan out over the next couple of weeks. So, moving to the corn, May down a half cent at 3.56¼, touching yesterday's low, and December down 0.75 cents at 3.79¼. We'll see if this move under 360 heading towards the 350 level brings in any kind of demand in this market as we head towards next Friday's planting intentions report. Open interest yesterday up another 10,000 contracts as the funds increase their short bet in the corn market. Again, we will have to see what kind of conviction they have in these opinions as we head into that often volatile report. Taking a look at soybeans, we have May down 5¾ cents at 9.85¼. November down a nickel at 9.86¼. Open interest in the beans up 8,000 yesterday. Maybe some new shorts entering the market there. But overall, there is still a slightly declining long position with the funds. Beans yesterday continued their break out of their 8-day trading range, moving lower to prices we haven't seen since last October. We've got support in the November coming in around the 200-day moving average at 9.82¼, and then the late December, early January lows around 9.80¾ would be the next level. In outside markets, we've got the dollar slightly lower, 2 points down at 99.54. Crude oil consolidating up 20 cents a barrel at 47.90. We've got the stock market up 50 points in pre-opening trade at 20,600, and gold is trading down $2.20 an ounce at $1,246.40 an ounce. Equity markets awaiting another vote or possible no vote on the new healthcare repeal and replacement bill. We will have to see what happens with that during the day. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.